And joining us in the studio, we had him on the air last weekend, but you were in Chicago?
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. I don't know where I got Chicago. I know where it was. It was your friend with Fest Aid.
Yeah.
I think that's from Chicago. And we spoke to you on the phone, but you're in studio now. It's the guy who knows everything about I guess we shouldn't say that. You're not the premier expert on it, but you're a guy who came down several years ago. You love the Fest. And you know a lot about it. You got your own website, swagland.com. And do we call you Mark? Do we call you Swag? What do your friends call you?
Friends call me Swag, actually, so that's fine.
Well, I can call him Swag. You good with that, Rob?
I can do it.
All right. You're trying to convince him to drink
Swag.
Water.
Morning, guys.
We were out in the hallway. That conversation didn't go the way I thought it would. But
so how was the first weekend of Jazz Fest?
First weekend was good. Maybe the most encouraging thing is it kind of reminded me of the first weekend 1995. You know, whatever the lingering effects were from the hurricane and the scaling back that they did last year, you know, it's mostly back. They're still short the interview stage. They've combined that with the Lanyap stage still, but the Blues Tent is back. The other stages are back. The crowds are back. A lot of the food vendors are back.
Did anyone see any numbers from the first weekend?
I don't think they were published, but I will tell you that I was there Saturday. And it was the biggest first Saturday I have ever seen.
Yeah,
they said they weren't going to announce the numbers until after the Fest. And the last 2 years since AEG came in, all they've announced is a single total approximate for the whole Fest, not the daily totals like they used to.
Yeah.
But if I had to guess, I'd put Saturday somewhere right around 95,000.
Wow.
Which is,
couldn't move very well. I mean, we set up camp, and as I told you, I had to send out for refreshments several times.
Send a runner. Runner, here's a 20. I buy, you fly. What did you think about some of the new restrictions that they've laid down out there? Looking at some of the letters to the editors in the paper, some are liking it, said, oh, look, it's almost perfect now. Got the chairs out of the way. What do you think?
I think they're good. The standing room only, they added up front. I only got up front once. It was during the Acura stage when Jerry Lee Lewis was playing. I was able to get there 15, 20 minutes after he'd started, came in from the side. You know, didn't get right up front, but was able to get comfortably in front of the sound booth. So I was able to get in there, and it wasn't too packed. And there was still plenty of room in the back of the lawn for the people who'd rather just set up in camp.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good rule.
And there were still plenty of those that brought their chairs and brought their blankets and were able to camp out. Some, didn't think it was fair, and then some even moved in, afterwards and set up their chairs, they said. But other than that, everybody seemed to be of the same mind, that they like the idea that, we should be able to flow.
The other thing they got rid of, and I don't know how enforced it was, but they say the no more footrests on the chairs.
Right.
And I think that's a big plus because those really block traffic.
Oh, yeah. You can lay out like 6 feet.
I'm just thinking whether we had footrests on our chairs. We didn't use them, but we had them.
Well, usually when you set them up, they come out, or at least the chairs that I did. And I had them for a while,
You know what it is? Missy took them off.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Good for her.
You got that worked out.
Yeah, right certainly. Don't begrudge anybody who wants to sit down, the right to sit down. We're all getting a little bit older. Our feet get tired at the end of the day. But, the footrests are, I always thought, a little bit much.
I'm with you on that. Go ahead, Ryan.
No, I was just curious. What music did you find particularly interesting you had not heard before, and food products that you ran into that you hadn't had before?
On the music side, the New Orleans Social Club, who I've heard several times, I've seen them on PBS, but I hadn't yet seen them in person. I really enjoyed their set. It was a shame they had some sound problems. Some of the mics weren't hooked up right for a couple of the songs. That was a shame. But other than that, that set I really liked a lot. The highlight of the weekend for me, kind of a surprise, was Pharoah Sanders closing out the Jazz Tent on Saturday. Didn't know anything about the guy except he had a really cool name. And anybody who closes out the Jazz Tent any day has got to be pretty talented. So I went in there, and he was just pretty phenomenal. I was just blown away.
Good deal. What about food? Did you find anything new this year?
Food, first weekend for me is always kind of old favorites. I went back and visited pretty much all the stuff I've had before. And this weekend is where I'm going to start branching out, trying to find some new stuff.
Well, if you need any help, there's a...
Yes, we've been through it.
We've
been
through this. We've made our check marks. I've done some addition. It's going to cost me about $400 to get through Jazz Fest this weekend. So, no, I'm just kidding. But there's some great new items on there as well that we were looking at that look good. And, what about the people? I know you of all things, you've got this network now that you go through with the website. You guys keep in touch. There's several other organizations based. I mean, I never knew, Pet to Cat. And now through you, it's coming out in so many different directions of all these people that converge on Jazz Fest. What's it like when you meet up with the old friends out there?
I mean, it's wonderful. I've got so many friends who I've met at Jazz Fest through the years. And then because of the website, there are so many other people that know me who I maybe met once or maybe I've never met them. And I'll be riding in a bus or a taxi or standing at the airport and someone will just come up to me and say, hey, are you Swag? Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Celebrity, and it's all right.
Yeah, but the friends, these groups of people that have gotten together. Yeah, there's one group, the Threadheads, which are the folks who hang out on the JazzFest chat board out on nojazzfest.com. We've started throwing a party the year before Katrina just to let's go ahead and have a chance to hang out, listen to a little bit of music. First year at our party, we had Kermit Ruffins and Rebirth play.
Oh,
just
well.
Down in someone's
gee,
backyard.
You know, if you could have gotten somebody good, I'd have went, but...
Well, you know, that was our thinking. Wow. So after Katrina, we decided, well, let's scale this up, you know, add some more people, raise the price, and make it a fundraiser. So we did it last year. We raised, between that, we also had a raffle going on of Jazz Fest-related prizes, posters, T-shirts, CDs, things like that. Last year, we raised $6,500, about $7,000 for the New Orleans Musicians Clinic. And the total this year came in over $17,000.
No kidding.
So fantastic. Where'd y'all do it this year?
It's at private residence out in the Marigny. We don't give out the address.
Right,
because
you don't want that crashed.
We don't want to crash because it's pretty much at capacity. But, yeah, we had the Radiators this year.
No kidding.
Closing it out along with Papa Molly and the Underdogs, Gumbo Head, and and John Boutte, who opened up the day, and he's amazing.
Great. I think he's playing today, as a matter
Yeah, he's
fact.
Playing today, and he's one of my picks. I saw him twice at French Quarter Fest, and then a couple times already down here, and
John's
he's
amazing.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, I've got a couple of his CDs. He's great.
Such a voice. So yeah, don't miss him if you're heading out there and you haven't seen
him
yet.
I'm expecting my invitation this next year. You know, I'll make the donation, whatever has to happen. It sounds like a good time. You know, I mean, I won't tell anyone. I swear, I only work on the radio. I wouldn't.
That's right. We've been known not
blurt
to keep
things
secrets.
Out.
Yeah, it's actually been the toughest ticket in town at Jazz Fest the last 2 years. This year, it sold out in 10 minutes.
Wow.
it's just that good a time. It really is.
Do you get the T-shirts and the posters? What do you bring home with you when you leave?
Posters every year, although I usually mail order mine, so I don't have to worry about standing in line or carrying
it
around all day.
I do the same. I have a friend.
Did you see the new Hawaiian shirts? I think they're spectacular.
Yeah.
You know, and my wife and I were looking at them online yesterday, and she was like, they're like $50 out there. I said, you know, honey.
A good Hawaiian shirt costs $50.
That's what they cost.
$65.
And if it's well made, you know, I don't have a problem with that. So, you know, I was down with that. It looked good. So you do T-shirts?
Yeah, I got one of those ordered, too. I'm going to do some T-shirt shopping. Clothes and posters, that's probably what I buy.
So as you're moving around town this week, are you sensing that there's a lot of folks in from out of town? And as you walked around the fairgrounds last week, is it more locals than out-of-towners or vice versa?
It's kind of hard to tell when you're just walking around and looking at people because even the locals dress like tourists during Jazz Fest sometimes. I think the numbers I saw for last year was they said it was about 70% local and regional people. And I think it's starting to come back.
Well, I was going to say, when I walk around, I talk to everybody, and it seemed to me we had a lot more people from out of town this year than last year.
The striking thing this year is that the hotels, there's still space available here and there, but the flights in and out of here are almost all entirely booked. I mean, you can't even get a seat, you know, full fare, first class, whatever. A lot of just fully sold out all day long.
Well, Swag, have a great fest. I'll see you out there sometime this weekend. Again, for more information, you can go to swagland.com. He's got everything, all the frequently asked questions, anything you wanted to know about the fest. I think it's very complete. I used to do a list every year and read it and talk about it and post it and that kind of stuff, but mine's not anywhere close to being as complete as yours is, and it's easily accessible, that's for sure. Have a great time. We appreciate you getting up early this morning.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be on.
All right, take care.